Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion, it's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, the Faculty of Paediatrics at the Royal College of Physicians of Ireland is calling for urgent action as e-scooter accidents have now become the leading cause of traumatic brain injury among children. This is according to a new report, and Dr. Erwin Gill, consultant paediatrician, fellow of the Faculty of Paediatrics and co-author of the paper, joins us. Good morning to you. First of all, how big of an issue is this? I suspect many people are actually considering buying their children e-scooters for Christmas.
It's a very big issue, and I would urge them not to. And the law states that it is illegal for children under the age of 16 to operate an e-scooter on public roads. And we've seen the consequences of what happens when that law, when people are not aware of that law, which is something we've seen fairly frequently. The consequences of that is that children are being injured and sustaining traumatic brain injuries in absolutely unprecedented numbers. That's been our experience over the last 18 months.
And is this because, in your view, Erwin, that the e-scooters are inherently dangerous, or is this because of a lack of helmets, or what's actually going on out there?
It's hard to say, and I think all of those things are potentially relevant. To look at the way these injuries are happening, almost all of the injuries that are, or almost all of the falls that are resulting in these traumatic brain injuries are single e-scooter accidents, and they're children who are falling off either because they've lost control or because they've struck curbs or potholes. And very rarely is there anything else, like another moving vehicle or another e-scooter that's involved. So it would seem as though children are unable to, you know, keep control of these devices under those conditions. Now, either that's because they're inherently unsafe, as you say, or that obviously the children themselves shouldn't be on them in any case, regardless, based on the law. Almost all of the children were not wearing helmets. Only one of the 25 children we've seen in the last 18 months admitted was wearing a helmet. And helmets would help. And I would encourage anybody who's riding a bicycle or a scooter or a motorbike or anything to wear a helmet. But helmets would not have prevented all of these injuries, okay, which is important to say. So more helmets wouldn't solve the problem on its own.
Is speed a factor here?
Definitely. So the legal speed limit is 20 kilometres an hour. We certainly hear from first responders that many of the children who were injured and admitted were going speeds far, far in excess of that. And I think people have seen that out and about on the roads as well. And we see that borne out in how long children are staying in hospital. So the average length of stay, if you're admitted with a traumatic brain injury from an e-scooter fall, is almost 19 days. And that's the same amount of time as you would stay if you were a pedestrian or a cyclist admitted having been struck by a car, by a moving vehicle. Okay. Whereas if you fall off your bike and you're admitted, it's only 3 or 4 days. So those long stays point to very serious injuries and potentially serious consequences.
And that's actually what I was going to ask you lastly. What are the implications health-wise for these children from these traumatic brain injuries?
Well, your brain is responsible for almost everything else that your body does. And what that means is that if you have an injury to your brain, you can have a difficulty with almost any aspect of things that affect your daily life. So, I work with the rehabilitation team in Temple Street, and we work to help children get back to normal with all of those things. And that could be in relation to walking, kind of self-care skills like dressing and showering, eating, drinking, talking. And many of those things, thankfully, the children we look after make good recoveries by the time they leave hospital and go home, although some do continue to have persistent difficulties with those. But the ones we really worry about in terms of long-term outcomes are the more subtle and complex things related to thinking, learning, memory, behavior. And of the group who were admitted, 80% of the children who were admitted had, during their inpatient stay, some difficulty with issues in that domain. And what we know about brain injury generally is that those issues can develop over time. Sometimes it takes months or years for them to become apparent what the full impact would be. But given that all of these are serious injuries, all of those children who were admitted are at risk of having long-term difficulties that might play out in the classroom, for example.
So potentially life-changing injuries in that case. Look, thank you.
Some of them certainly could be, absolutely.
Look, thank you for joining us and highlighting that with us this morning. That is Dr. Erwin Gill, their consultant paediatrician, fellow of the Faculty of Paediatrics and co-author of that report.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.